And it looks like in the next half hour to 45 minutes, it'll move pretty much across the rest of eastern Anoka County, northern Ramsey County, and across northern Washington County as well through Chisago County. And then probably before too long, we'll see some of this activity cut across sections of northern St. Croix County of Wisconsin and Polk County of Wisconsin.
We have an observer right now in White Bear Lake, someone named Chris. Chris, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
And where are you, downtown White Bear
Lake? Downtown White Bear, yeah, right in front of the Coast to Coast store on 4th Street.
Highway 61 and 4th Street?
Highway 61 and 4th Street,
What
right.
can you see?
Well, a while ago, we had some clouds swirling pretty good. It looks like they're, well, we see them right now. It looks like they're trying to form something up there, but it hasn't come down yet. Yeah. And it just, all of a sudden, it just got real windy here, and it got real cold.
Temperature dropped.
Yeah. Temperature dropped pretty
Which
good. We got some
front.
Clouds right above us. They're just swirling like crazy, but nothing's coming out yet.
No rain, no hail.
No rain, no hail. It's just getting really windy out here, and the temperature dropped all of a sudden.
All right.
It looks like it's heading south right now.
Well, in a situation like this, what he's seeing, of course, is the swirling motion of a thunderstorm.
You can't tell which direction the whole system is going.
Right, it appears that
maybe... But you see no funnel right now.
Not yet.
Okay, just keep watching for us, would
you?
Okay.
It's interesting. Now the heaviest activity appears to be, in southeastern Anoka County, in northern Washington County, and in southwestern Chisago County, and it seems to be all connected in one front. And as you indicated in your conversation with Mike Lynch, it's not moving very fast at all. It seems to have almost stalled.
Yes.
And then we have another system to the rear in northern Anoka County, right in the border, that appears to be an afterthought of the main front. So this is all moving, as Mike Lynch indicated, to the east-northeast, but not moving very rapidly now. It was moving at 20 miles an hour, but I dare say it slowed down from that point.
It's a great time for it to happen right at rush hour. Obviously, people can't get places. We're hoping to hear from our reporter, Jan Urok, who is going to the areas of possible damage. Property damage is the only indication we have so far. And Bruce Hagovic is also on the way. We heard from secondhand from helicopter pilots and or airplane pilots who said they had seen ground damage in the Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center, those areas. We haven't got it pinned down as yet. But we do know that funnels were on the ground, at least one and probably two, for about a half an hour, between 10 minutes and 5 and about 5:20.
Well, the good news at this point, Dick, is we've had no indication of any injuries or fatalities. And at this time, as you know, in storms like this, we would normally be getting some reports of activities in that area. And maybe even though we did not have the warning that we're used to in the metropolitan Twin Cities with regard to this storm because of the way it developed, maybe we got lucky.
We're still warning people about possible tornadic activity in the northern Twin Cities suburbs. Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center, Coon Rapids, Fridley, Moundsview, Columbia Heights, New Brighton, the
North Oaks, Lino Lakes.
That's right. Arden Hills, the places we're looking at on radar right now, although we know of no funnels at the moment on the ground, are in those areas. Here's another listener calling in. Hello.
Hi.
Go ahead. What can you see?
Well, above the apartment complex here, the clouds are whipping around like they were going to start another tornado.
Where is the apartment complex you're speaking of?
73rd Avenue North.
73rd and what?
Zane, well, close to that area.
That'll be Brooklyn Park again.
That's right.
Darn near where it started, at 85th and Zane.
Yeah, we're just a little bit from there. At one time, there was three of them out here, and we watched one go up and down and picking stuff up about just a couple miles all over by the Brookdale Shopping Center.
Three funnels?
Yeah, they were in a scattered area.
And you actually saw three separate funnels?
Yep.
And they were all touching down?
One for sure was. The other two just looked like they were staying right there.
Just hanging from the sky, more or less.
Yeah, and the other one from our area was over towards the Brookdale Shopping Center. And that one was going up and down. It may have been further away, but that's the direction from here.
We appreciate the report.
Okay.
Dean Spratt, you've got something.
Well, Dick, I can give you some ideas of the kinds of damage we're talking. We have very skippy damage in three areas. The 85th and Zane area is where there has been damage reported. Also, up along 85th and Evergreen, the 8500 block of Evergreen, and that's in the Fridley Spring Park area. Apparently, it's skipped along a bit. There are trees down. There are some houses missing roofs. There are some houses, in fact, in that Fridley area that are pretty well destroyed, but it's not continuous damage. There's a home or two damaged, maybe several, maybe half a block skipped, then another home or two damaged. So it did bounce up and down off the ground. The freeways, 94 in that area, still cars on the shoulders of the road that are parked, and people, I think, just watching and and stunned. We had reports of vehicles being momentarily picked up as they were driving along the highway. We have no reports of injuries, although we do have numerous reports of in the 85th and Zane area, a truck that a gentleman was driving that was simply picked up and dumped on its side, lots of these kinds of reports. It also sounds like there may have been some damage up in the Coon Rapids area, but the two major areas of damage that we're getting indications on right now are around the 85th and Zane area and around the 8500 block of Evergreen, which is not too far from the Northtown Shopping Center, the area of University and Highway 10. And in fact, they did report that some debris did fall into the lots and into the area of the Northtown Shopping Center, but no damage and no injuries at Northtown Shopping Center. And I would stress that we have had no injuries at this time reported anywhere, even those people in vehicles that were damaged.
Yeah, we talked to some people on the road that actually got blown off the road and nobody was hurt.
Right, but, and nobody was hurt. Now, as to the report, the lady saying she saw three funnels, I was monitoring an aircraft aloft in the area at the time, and he said that he was observing four separate funnels, although only the one was on the ground and the others were in the air. But
so that kind of corresponds with what the lady was saying.
Yeah, Dick? Apparently there were
multiple Mike Lynch funnels. Apparently has some information. Mike?
I got something here, Dick. A guy in Osseo said is really churning up there. What's going on in Osseo, sir? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Cloud, looking from my house, which is actually right on the corner of Maple Grove and Osseo. It looks like it's directly south east of us here, and boy, it is just churning. And
can you see a funnel?
Or it doesn't look like a tornado at present.
But it's really churning there in Osseo. Is that it? All right, thank you.
Yeah, Mike Lynch.
Yeah, and just to back that up, we've had a report now. I should mention, we do have a new tornado warning out now for portions of the Twin Cities until 6:20. It's for northeastern Hennepin from that area where that gentleman was talking from, southern Anoka County, Ramsey County, particularly northern Ramsey County and northern Washington County. This tornado warning in effect until 6:20. This severe thunderstorm still could produce tornadoes. In fact, radar is indicating possible tornado formation around the Brooklyn Park Osseo area, just where we heard from that gentleman, and there could be some more tornado formation right now in northern Ramsey County around the White Bear Lake area. Again, this batch of thunderstorms appears to be moving towards the east-northeast. The heaviest activity appears to be in southeastern Anoka County, northern Ramsey County, some of the northern suburbs of St. Paul like White Bear Lake and North Oaks, and the activity also sticks back westward into just a small portion of northeastern Hennepin County around Brooklyn Park and Brooklyn Center.
Mike,
and then
we've got a guy in St. Paul that's looking back toward it coming on.
All right.
The gentleman in St. Paul, hello? Hello? Hello?
You lost him.
We lost him.
Dick, right. I have a fellow here that told me that in Spring Lake Park right now, he's in his basement, and he says it's terribly windy, it's raining real hard, and it's blowing, and he's in his basement, and he's very concerned. That's Spring Lake Park at 83rd and Highway 65. They've got some really inclement weather there at the moment.
Okay.
And that pretty much jives with what we're seeing on the radar picture. In fact, now some very heavy activity extending from southeastern Anoka County through the Fridley, Spring Lake Park, and Coon Rapids area to the Brooklyn Center, Brooklyn Park, and Osseo areas of northeastern Hennepin County. And this activity also extends, needless to say, across northern Washington County, southern Chisago County, and it's continuing to move very slowly towards the east-southeast. And along with the tornado threat, there's going to be some large hail, some locally heavy rains, and some strong surface winds
Let's try that St. Paul gentleman again. Are you with us, sir?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and where are you in St. Paul?
I am not too far from the capital.
Okay. Can you tell us what you see?
Well, I'm looking out towards... Jackson Street down there.
All right.
And out farther, I can see a cloud come down, a funnel come down.
How long ago?
About 5 minutes ago.
But could you tell how far away from you it is?
I'd say it's about 10 miles away.
And you're looking more like northwest, huh?
Yes.
Okay. You really couldn't pin it down any further than that. 10 miles from you would be outside of St. Paul, up into the suburbs somewhere.
Well, it's coming down this way.
Heading your direction?
Yes.
Okay, keep your eyes on it for us, will you, sir?
Yeah, the cumulus clouds are coming in, moving in real fast.
Okay.
And it's real still around here.
Dick, I had a call from a lady in Edina, 50th in France. She said we haven't said anything about whether or not she is affected. And I think we should tell them we're in a tornado warning here. And it's not only out in the northeastern part of the cities, but you also have to be aware if you're in Edina or anywhere that we are in a tornado warning.
That's right. But right now they're talking about eastern Hennepin, southern Anoka, portions of Ramsey and Washington counties where it's visible on radar and where the ground spotters are seeing it. The rest of the Minneapolis-St. Paul area seems to be right now not even having any rain.
Yeah, but again, Steve is totally right. Anybody in the metropolitan area with a system like this around should be on guard, be ready to move if need be, because the system can spawn additional funnels. And they can be on the backside. The gentleman in Ramsey County, we can now see that the heavy rain has moved down into northern Ramsey County, moved in the last few minutes quite noticeably into Ramsey County, where before it was above. The main activity now seems to be on the Ramsey County, Anoka County line, the northern part of Ramsey County, into Washington County. All of northern Washington County is now involved, as is most of Chisago County to the north.
That's right. And the warning itself is in effect for those counties that Rich just mentioned. If you're in these counties, be prepared to take cover. The eastern portion of Hennepin County, southern Anoka, the northern portion of Ramsey County, and the northern portion of Washington County, and a great portion of Chisago County. That's what we're watching on radar at the moment, and we're counting upon our ground spotters to see if just rain and hail turns into a funnel. Sometimes it's difficult to see these funnels when it's really coming down heavy.
The system appears to have regenerated quite heavily, almost in place in the last 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, 20 minutes ago it was breaking into little pieces, now it's back into a big glob again. That's a funny way to put it, but that's what it looks like on radar, and the pulsations continue. We have a weather emergency. The only damage reports we have so far are in the vicinity of 85th and Zane in Brooklyn Park and 85th and Evergreen in the Fridley Spring Lake Park area. The damage we heard of appeared to be rather minimal. Some roofs, some trees down, some cars rolled over. We have no reports of any injuries, no reports of any fatalities. Some of the damage to homes were basically roofs. One helicopter pilot, unconfirmed, said he saw houses flattened, but we don't have that confirmed as yet.
All right, Dick. If you are in White Bear Lake, North Oaks, Moundsview, Lino Lakes, Coon Rapids, Forest Lake, Scandia, Lindstrom Center City, Stillwater, any of those areas, we have some information that you should be acting on right now. Cole, can we have the instructions?
If you see a tornado approaching, you must take quick action to protect yourself. In your home, stay away from windows. Go to a shelter or to the corner of the basement toward the tornado. Avoid an area of the basement directly below heavy appliances upstairs. Take a battery-operated radio and flashlight with you. If you have no basement, crawl under heavy furniture in the center of your house. In your mobile home, go to a designated shelter area. In your car, drive away from the tornado at right angles. If caught outdoors, get into a ditch. Stay away from overhead wires. Stay tuned to WCCO Radio.
It is exactly 6 o'clock. This is WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
And in case you're wondering, we are under a tornado warning for a large portion of the northern and northeastern section of the metropolitan area until 6:20. That's another 20 minutes from now.
You there, Corin?
Tornadoes have been reported on the ground. They have been spotted on the ground. Damage has been done in north and northeastern portions of the Twin Cities metropolitan area.
Corey, are you there in Fridley?
Yes, I am.
Hello, yes. What can you see?
Well, I was in Fridley. We had just left from there about 15 minutes ago, and it touched down across the parking lot from where we were. We watched it tear quite a few trees up, and it moved a dumpster into one car.
15 minutes ago?
Yeah, about 15, 20 minutes ago.
And exactly where was that location?
I was on 83rd and Main Street.
83rd and Main?
Warehouses and...
Okay,
there's two new construction buildings right across the way from us, and it ripped the roof off of one of the new construction buildings pretty good.
83rd and Main in Fridley.
Right.
15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's gone now? It's
Yeah, it rained for a little bit, and it took off, and it was still a little dark, but I left from there, and I'm over in St. Paul now, and it looks good over here.
You drove at right angles to the funnel, more or less, huh?
Yeah, I must have followed it or went away from it or something, but it's gone.
Okay,
I can allay some fears of some parents, Dick. Moundsview Park and Rex, kids that are on the tubing trip, are safe at the Coon Rapids I don't know what that is, but they are safe. So anybody in the Moundsview area, in the park and rec department, the tubing trip, if you have a child there, relax, they're okay.
Rich, I've got a young woman that just called me from University Avenue, a couple of blocks from Egret. They had a funnel cloud over their building, but now she said the sun is shining there and it's all clear, and she says it's amazing that it could seem so nice after they were so frightened earlier. But that's at Egret and a couple of blocks from University Northeast, where the sun is now shining and it's clear.
We have another gentleman who's been watching some funnel clouds forming. Is that right, sir? Can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Where are you now?
On Venice Heights, right off 35E.
Okay. Are you still looking at it?
I'm just walking inside my apartment now. There's about three or four of them that formed. They went right back up in the clouds again. And the way the clouds are, to me, they're coming probably due east. If they come fast enough, they're going to come right around 694 due east.
Okay, 694 and about what?
Oh, I'd say, 65, which is central out there in Fridley, and they're headed due east. They pop down to pretty good size, and they form back up, going to clouds again, and they're heading due east, and it looks like we might get it pretty doggone soon, the way they're forming up.
Okay, they haven't touched the ground yet.
Nothing yet, but they come down. It's just almost like they ain't got enough power.
Okay, you haven't got any rain or hail or anything like that?
We had a lot of big winds come up, and all of a sudden it slowed down where the trees weren't moving or nothing, and all of a sudden the trees started blowing like crazy, and then it quit again, and that's when the tornado started forming, and then they went back up the clouds.
All right, you're speaking from Venice Heights.
Venice Heights, Waper Lake, right on 694 due east.
Okay, right now there's nothing touching the ground.
Not as far as I know right now, but there's a possibility. I'd say the way they're going on right now, I wouldn't be a bit surprised by a quarter after six.
Can you hang on, sir?
Sure.
You'll be able to listen, but we'll get right back to you.
All right.
Okay, Dick, I've figured out the handwriting now. Our news director, Kurt Beckman, writes like I do.
No, it's not my writing.
Oh, it's not your writing. Okay, you're not guilty. The Moundsview parents that have the children on the Park and Rec's tubing trip, they are okay, and they're at the Coon Rapids Menard store. So just relax.
Okay, in the meantime, remember, Eastern Hennepin, Southern Anoka, Ramsey, Washington, Chisago counties are all in a heavy weather situation right now and under tornado warning. We have had funnels touching the ground at the moment. We know of no tornadic activity occurring at the moment, but people have seen them drop from the clouds and return to the clouds without touching the ground. We do know that there have been touchdowns. We do know that there has been damage. The damage so far seems to have been rather minimal. We have no reports of any fatalities or injuries.
We do have one. There's one report being circulated, Dick, and I can't say where it is, but we do have reports of one person being struck by lightning in conjunction with this storm. We don't know if it was a serious injury, a fatality, or what, but there are reports that there has been at least one injury.
Our radar indication again starts to break up a little bit. The pulsating throbs that we receive over our radar signal break up and then conglomerate again, and it seems like, as Mike said, there's about a half-an-hour regeneration period in these storms, and we're hoping that the next half-hour doesn't bring some more funnels. We have another caller now named John calling in. John, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Where are you from?
I'm at Brooklyn Park, 9324 West River Road.
Okay, what can you see?
Well, about 20 minutes ago, the tornado came across Riverview School. I watched it come about 100 yards into my yard, and I grabbed the dog and ran for the basement. And it must have knocked down 12 trees, I suppose, on my property and my neighbor's property. And it sounded like a freight train. I thought the whole house was going to go.
Did you have any house damage?
Very little, but I've got an oak tree that's hanging over my deck that's split right in half, and it could come down on the deck, I'm sure.
Okay, how about any power lines down, anything like that?
Not right next door or at my property. Everything seems to be operating.
And how long ago did this happen?
Probably 20 minutes ago or so.
Okay, I think that's one that we had a report from the fella in Venice Heights who was looking in that direction, too.
Dick?
Yes?
That could be. It went right across the river and just turned that river into a sea.
Dick, I have a fellow in Brooklyn Park who says there's a funnel cloud above his head right now at 85th and Zane. Why don't we get him on the air here?
Which line is that?
I got him right here. Okay. Sir, you there in Brooklyn Park? Hello? Brooklyn Park, 85th and Zane? Guess we lost him, Dick.
Okay.
Something else we haven't mentioned,
Dick. Unless we get him over here. Let's see, is this Brooklyn Park? No.
Something we should mention in a situation like this, I'm sure we have power outages throughout this affected area, and people should be on the alert for downed wires.
That's true, yes.
If you run across the wires, of course, stay away from them. And if you're in your automobile when you encounter a downed wire, stay in your car.
Let's see
not get out of the car.
Let's see. Is the gentleman from Venice Heights still with us?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. What can you see now, sir?
My wife just came in from the back there, and she says, out by Waper Lake, it's getting dark, coming south to us in Venice Heights, and there's a lot of clouds forming, and the wind is picking up really something else out here.
And you said it was heading towards 694 and 65.
Yeah, right. That's what I thought in the first place, but she said it's moved east, where the clouds are more or less taking and getting really black.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have enough wind, I suppose it'd probably end up turning itself into something.
Yeah, a few minutes ago, you were talking about funnels that you could see that would drop down a little bit and not touch the ground and then return up.
Right.
Have you seen any more of that activity?
Not yet, no.
That's good news.
I know that's true.
Okay. You're in a safe position, though, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
You seem to be in a pretty good vantage point. Will you still hang on with us for a while?
Oh, okay.
I thank you.
You bet.
Oh, boy, Rich, yeah.
Where do you go from here?
Yeah, we look at...
Well, we don't go anywhere. By the way the storm is not moving, we stay right where we are, and that is under a tornado warning for a lot of communities in the northern and northwestern suburbs of the Twin Cities, including southern Anoka County and eastern Anoka County, virtually all of northern Washington County, portions of eastern Hennepin County, and northern Ramsey County. This system that has produced a number of funnel clouds that have touched down and done some damage doesn't want to leave us. It's sitting right there. It is now picking up steam, or it seems to be picking up steam again on the radar, and it is virtually moving nowhere. Maybe we could get Mike Lynch back in here pretty soon to talk about that. The fact that the system was moving to the east-northeast at about 20 miles per hour, well, that hasn't been the case for the last 30 minutes or so. It's been right over us, and that's where it's staying. It developed over central and northern Hennepin County, started to move out to the east-northeast, increased in intensity, and it's right there. Mike, can you come in here?
I
was making the observation that this storm isn't going anywhere.
Well, you're right, and at the same time, it's not quite right, because the storms appear to be moving towards the east at about 20 to 30 miles an hour. That part is right, but what we're seeing is that the storms are regenerating to the rear. And this oftentimes happens when you get severe weather. It appeared like the activity was pretty much over with in extreme southern Anoka County and into northeastern Hennepin County, but then it regenerated on the rear side of the existing cells. And right now, most of the activity, as you said, seems to still be in, or at least the back edge, still seems to be into eastern Anoka, northern Ramsey, and maybe a small portion of extreme northeastern Hennepin County around Brooklyn Park and Brooklyn Center. And again, some very heavy activity in northern Washington County, southern Chisago County, and we might also add some pretty heavy weather with some locally heavy rainfalls and some other severe weather possible right now over sections of western Polk County of Wisconsin and the northwestern side of St. Croix County of Wisconsin.
And we should add that the backside of this storm, where the redevelopment has been going on, is just as dangerous as the front side.
Absolutely. In fact, many times, as we've indicated several times, that if you have a tornado formation, it usually comes at the rear end of the storm. And so just because it looks like things might be clearing up a little bit, it doesn't mean you're out of danger. Tornadoes tend to form on the rear side or the west and southwest sides of these thunderstorms, and right now the southwest side of the present cells we're watching is moving through extreme southern Anoka County around the Fridley-Coon Rapids area, as well as sections of northern Ramsey County, some of the northern suburbs of St. Paul like White Bear Lake and North Oaks, and also sections of eastern Anoka County around Lionel Lake, Centerville, and Ham Lake, those areas.